Hello, everyone. My name is David, and I'm the head of training and development here at the institution. I'm here today to talk about our end-of-term departmental meetings, which are a vital part of our academic calendar. As you know, the concluding week of each term is dedicated to these gatherings, allowing us to pause, reflect, and plan ahead.
When we first instituted these end-of-term meetings, we initially considered dedicating these sessions to reviewing our financial budgets, thinking that was the most pressing issue. However, we quickly realized that examining our teaching strategies would be far more beneficial for everyone. It gives us a chance to see what is working well in the classroom and what needs adjustment.
To make these meetings productive, preparation is key. I usually ask staff to bring along their lesson plans to share with the group. Actually, what proves to be the most useful is a reflective journal that each teacher keeps throughout the term. Reading through those personal observations provides much deeper insights than a simple lesson outline ever could. We always spend a significant portion of the meeting exchanging best practices. During our last gathering, one colleague talked about using role play in history lessons, which was interesting. But what really caught everyone's attention instead was her use of a digital whiteboard to engage students in real time. Several teachers have already started adopting this interactive tool in their own classrooms, with great success.
Of course, it's not all about successes. We also discuss the hurdles we face daily. Many people outside the profession assume student behaviour is the biggest issue we deal with. In reality, dealing with endless administrative paperwork is what drains most of our time and energy. We are actively looking at ways to streamline this process so teachers can focus on actual instruction.
Identifying future training requirements is another core objective of these meetings. When it comes to future training, we initially thought about offering courses on voice coaching to help staff project in large lecture halls. Yet an overwhelming majority requested sessions on data privacy because of the new cloud-based software we are using to store student records. We obviously need to ensure everyone is compliant with the new regulations.
Once we know what training is needed, we have to figure out how to deliver it within our budget. We debated whether to send staff to external conferences, which can be pricey and require travel time. We decided that organising in-house workshops would be much more cost-effective and tailored specifically to our institution's needs. We'll be rolling those out next term.
We also discussed how to better integrate new staff. To support new teachers, some department heads suggested assigning them a lighter teaching schedule for their first year. Instead, we are setting up a mentoring scheme where experienced educators guide the novices. We believe this one-on-one support will build confidence much faster.
Furthermore, we are improving how we distribute and share teaching materials across departments. We used to rely on a massive shared email folder, which was incredibly disorganized. Now our IT department is developing a resource library on the school's intranet. Once it's launched, you'll be able to search for and download materials submitted by colleagues effortlessly.
Bringing in outside perspectives is also something we value. We occasionally invite guest speakers to address the staff during these training days. We had a local author come in last year to talk about creative writing. But for the upcoming term, a child psychologist has been booked to talk to us about student motivation and cognitive development. It promises to be a fascinating session.
Finally, we need to ensure these meetings are continually improving. Before everyone leaves for the holidays, I know people are eager to pack up and know they don't have to submit their final grades just yet. However, they must fill out a feedback questionnaire so we can evaluate the effectiveness of these meetings. Your honest opinions help us plan better sessions for the future. Thank you all for your hard work this term.